All right, everybody, welcome back to Americanin. As always, I'm your host, HVK, and I'm joined once again by my partner in crime, V. What's going on, V?
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
I know it's kind of been like, yeah, Happy New Year, right? I was going to say, I know it's kind of been hectic. This is the first time, I think like 2 weeks ago, I had Knack on and you couldn't make it. And then there was the three of us before that. I don't know. It's been a weird tag team of things, but Knack couldn't make it this week. He's out doing family stuff. So,
yeah. Well, you know, we just put it together. That's what it is.
dad/husband got a dad/husband, you know?
No.
But, well, I mean, you're a husband.
I am a husband, but the dad part.
you got that part. I mean,
I'll meet you halfway there. Like, I can figure out some of it.
That still comes with its own set of demands and everything, right?
Yeah, true.
But I want to... You know, we've hit this before, right? It's good to some people. It's going to be like, oh my! And I'm sure there's plenty of other like pop culture commentator, writing commentator, comic commentators that are going to talk about this kind of thing. And so you're probably like, oh God, why another one? But I think it's worth discussing because there's a lot. Frankly, there's a lot to unpack with it, and it starts with something innocuous. And no, this isn't the, you know, Peter Parker is Spider-Man, Miles Morales is Miles Morales thing again. Even though that's still true.
And one of my favorites.
And it is one of the... So I took a bunch of pictures, actually. This is a total side note. Already, here we go.
Yes! Starting the new year off right.
I meant to send you these. It's funny you say that, and I've totally forgot. So prior to Christmas, that's how far back we're going. I was in, you know, shopping for the kid, right? Because that's you do that, right? And I couldn't help but laugh because in the superhero section, obviously they got Spider-Man's and all kinds of things like that. And then you get like the box sets, right? And they'll have like a bunch of these, you know, mini figures that are like 3 inches tall or whatever, you know, and they got all these characters. And what I always find really, really funny that Spider-Man is always Spider-Man. But then whenever you have Miles Morales, he has a mask on. He's in his black and red Spider-Man suit, the whole nine, but they always label him as Miles Morales. And I find it really funny that every single person that's chronically on Twitter that cries about Miles Morales not being recognized as Spider-Man, like, just show them those pictures. It's like, you know, maybe I'd be more on board if Marvel was actually on board with it.
Bored with it? Like, if they actually meant any of the things that we're trying to portray here.
Like, yeah, it just tells you how half-hearted it is, and it just tells you how much a character's identity is.
I'm going to sidetrack us even further, because I beat Spider-Man 2 recently, too, right? And so, it's like, it was so crazy, because the main story of that game is a true Spider-Man story, and does Miles some justice, because, you know, I've been on this journey, I started hating Miles, and now I'm like, okay, I like Miles as a character, but I don't see him as a Spider-Man. And this was like another step in that journey, because the main story of Spider-Man was like really good, really well done, and really set Miles up to like as the, you know, the pupil becoming the master kind of thing. And I'm like, that was really cool. It was really well written, right? But every second of every side story was politically charged bullshit, and I didn't give a shit about it. So it's super like... frustrating is not really the word, but the juxtaposition between the two, to see like this really good writing that they have in this story, in this game, that I'm like, my God, somebody really put some talk, as somebody who knew Spider-Man wrote this. And then to see the sprinkling of bullshit that they had on top, it's like having a great cake with like shit frosting on it.
Well,
like
it just same.
Ruins the whole thing.
That's the same thing that they did in a lot of things, right? It's why people were that people didn't understand why there were people that were upset about Starfield having like a pronouns in the character creator and everything like that, right? It's like why does it need to be there?
Yeah, like and
you can't, and it's even worse when it's like what you said, where it's the story is good and then they put that on top of it and you're just like, I didn't need this. This was not something that had to be there.
Like you could have done it organically, like the main story did it. But it's just showing you that it's just grabbing that extra money where they can, you know what I mean? Like, ugh. It's so
that, you know, we could do your review on Spider-Man and everything that's wrong with it at a later time, because it sounds like you have
I got some words about Spider-Man,
but
I do digress.
I do want to hit this but you are correct. We will reiterate, Peter Parker is Spider-Man, Miles is Miles, but that's not the controversial take. This was put up by somebody, this is just a Twitter handle, so, you know, it's at Literature Devil, so I'm just going to call him Literature Devil. It also says S.A. Rivera, so, you know, take that for what you will, folks. I don't know these people.
Oh, yes, S.A. Rivera.
No, like S period A, like it's initials, not S.A. Although that would be funny.
I take back the credit that I gave this guy in my mind. Go ahead.
But, I mean, he's got a picture of himself. He looks, I guess, Hispanic. I don't know. And it just says, if you don't understand why Watchmen's Rorschach is beloved and the actual true hero of Watchmen, then you've missed the point of heroes. Which is very interesting, because Watchmen is written by a hack. That hack's name is Alan Moore, and I have crucified Alan Moore before, but I love shitting on that. Actually, I should be careful about saying that, because knowing his Gandalf-looking ass, he probably enjoys getting shit on, but literally, I'm not even, like, figuratively meaning that. The dude is probably, this started a firestorm. So, first, I need to dive into The Watchmen real quick, because this is a book from the 80s. A lot of people know the movie. And we'll kind of reference the movie mostly, because I think that's what most people know and most people haven't read the comic. Rorschach is what you call a morally ambiguous character. Something that I think Alan Moore himself would have understood when he wrote a character and named him Rorschach. But, you know, whatever. And it bothered a lot of people, mostly leftists, that people interpreted Rorschach as the hero. And the core thing that I want to come back to with, and I'm going to say this a lot, so I'm just front loading it here. Rorschach's the hero because he actually has morals. He actually believes in something. He's actually not hopeless. And what you need to understand with the Watchmen is Alan Moore's a nihilist. He's also a socialist. These things usually go hand in hand. That's why I mentioned both. And the world as he paints it is a very bleak, hopeless, meaningless place, right? Like, things just don't matter, nothing matters. That the nihilistic worldview, right? It's a very, frankly, materialistic sort of worldview. And he paints this world as something that is bleak and hopeless, and your heroes are all really terrible people deep down. And I mean, Alan Moore has gone on record as saying that people that like superheroes, that if you're an adult and you like superheroes, it's infantile. And I think that's more so
Watchmen.
Well, I mean, this is a man, he calls that infantile. This is a man that, other than his short stint with DC where he wrote The Killing Joke, which is awful, and anybody who dick rides The Killing Joke really has no idea what a good Batman story looks like. But he wrote The Killing Joke, he wrote The Watchmen, and what else did he write? I think he wrote Swamp Thing, which I've heard is supposed to be good, but it's Alan Moore, so I think people are going to say he could literally shit on a page and you're going to get some jack off somewhere that's like, oh my god, Alan Moore, the prolific writer. And it's like, no he's not. This dude literally thinks he practices magic. Like, just go away. Like, there's no anyway. Like, he's just no. But what's interesting is the responses, right? And some of the responses I found to be rather nonsensical, because a lot of people just quoted Alan Moore. And this is kind of what I wanted to touch on. One of them was this guy who was I think he's still a YouTuber. I actually used to watch his stuff called Some Black Guy. I know, very creative. His name's Derek Blackman, and that's why he did it.
That's how you know it's the original.
He used to have some good takes, like very tepid milquetoast takes on a lot of the social justice-y shit. And then he revealed himself to be basically one of them. And he goes out on a limb and starts calling people that view Rorschach as a hero chuds, which is one of my favorite terms, because it's basically like calling someone an incel, which is a word that has no meaning anymore. but you just wanted to get creative with it. So props to him for that, I guess. But this is what I mean. Like, this is, people don't know what a hero actually is. And I want to ask, like, what is the juxtaposition in the world that Alan Moore has created that a hero is? And this is Alan Moore's take. And I quote him here. I wanted to make Rorschach as like this, if it sounds nonsensical as I'm reading, by the way, because this is how Alan Moore talks. Again, so prolific, so profound. Quote, I wanted to make Rorschach as like, this is what Batman would be in the real world. But I have forgotten that actually, to a lot of comic fans, smelling, not having a girlfriend, these are actually kind of heroic things. So Rorschach became the most popular character in Watchmen. I made him to be a bad example, but I have people come up to me in the street and saying, I am Rorschach, that's my story. And I'd be thinking, yeah, great, could you just like keep away from me, never come anywhere near me again as long as I live. Alan Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
Then why did you write that as the...
So here's the thing. He writes this character with the intent of him to become the villain. And what I end up asking is, who's the hero then? Is it Dr. Manhattan, who runs and hides on the moon and does nothing and lets...
Although it's the most powerful being in that fucking universe.
And that's the other thing. He lets himself become a government cuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Owlman? Or is it like any of these characters? All of them, like I said, very nihilistic, very negative. And then in the end, and this is why Rorschach's a hero, because everybody always talks about Rorschach's negatives, and there are plenty, right? He is a smelly homeless dude. So making that the realistic version of Batman, Christopher...
You fucked up.
If you're looking for like the dark, gritty, realistic version of Batman, Christopher Nolan, Frank Miller, and hell, even like, who is it? Inglewood and Dixon would all like words with you because they all wrote far less fantastical versions of Batman than what we saw in The Killing Joke, but whatever.
Yeah.
So if that's your realistic version of Batman, right, is a smelly homeless guy who eats, you know, cold baked beans, who's slightly sexist and homophobic and all of these things, I'm not even going to say that those are positives. Let's just go ahead and say that those are negatives. He also kills a pedophile. That puts him way ahead in my book.
Yeah, I put it as a positive.
That's a net positive. Although, if you read Alan Moore's work, by the way, I'm pretty sure the dude has a rape fetish. Because every single work of his, somebody gets raped. Single story he's ever written, somebody gets raped. And I'm not one of these people that gets all like uppity that if somebody puts rape in a story, like it doesn't bother me necessarily. If
somebody, it ain't gonna bother. It's HBK.
But it is a little interesting that it's a constant narrative tool that he leans on.
That's a little weird.
Like
you don't have any other way to tap into people's emotion.
Yeah.
Like weird.
But so there's that whole thing. Sorry. Ooh, excuse me. And so there's that, right? He has plenty of negatives. Kills a pedophile. That's a net positive. But it's the end, right? Rorschach is one of these guys that you could look at as kind of a vile person throughout the entire movie. But in the end, right, when all of the other heroes are looking at nuking cities, I'm not even saying that like tongue-in-cheek. Just watch the movie. You don't even have to read the comics. Just watch the movie. They're literally talking about nuking cities, and those are the guys that Alan Moore thinks you should be rooting for?
The ones trying to blow everything up.
As opposed to the man who literally has virtues and morals, who's literally has beliefs. For lack of a better term, he just has beliefs that he's willing to kill and die for, and he does die for them. Maybe in a world that has become as materialistic and nihilistic as our own, the character of Rorschach is resonating with people because he actually believes in something, which I know is the problem, right? Because socialists are materialists. They don't believe in anything. They tend to be atheist nihilists, right? Like, they don't believe in anything. So to them, perhaps the character that does actually believe that there is such a thing as right and wrong and good and evil, and not everything is morally subjective.
Yeah.
I wonder why they
think they're just bad.
Yeah. It's just very, interesting to me that he genuinely believes that, oh, by the way, another Alan Moore quote, one of my favorites. If you like superheroes, if you like superheroes, that's a precursor to fascism. Only a socialist says that shit. Yes, yes, yes. Nearly every great American superhero is born out of distrust of the government.
The government!
And Alan Moore, galaxy brain Alan Moore, with his, what I can only imagine is a funky smelling beard, wearing his sweat stained socialist his communist hammer and sickle t-shirt, is over there telling me that I'm a fascist because I like Batman. Yes, yes. The hero that was literally born out of distrust of the government.
Trust for the government.
And please, yes, please. Tell me more, oh wise one, you Rasputin looking motherfucker. But what's interesting is I didn't know this. I did know this, but it's something I forgot about. And this comes from Razorfist, who is a YouTuber, funny as fuck. If you're not familiar with Razorfist, definitely check his stuff out. But I'm going to go ahead and call him Fist Radamus here, because he's 100% correct. And I actually forgot about this, that Steve Ditko had a character called Mr. A. And I'll just read his post here that was in response to the whole thing. Rorschach is Alan Moore's most popular character because he isn't an Alan Moore character. He's a Steve Ditko character. And Steve Ditko, not being a urine-sopped socialist like Moore, actually understood the nature of morality and heroism. And what he means by that is he posts a picture, and there's a character called Mr. A, and he basically is giving people the choice between good acts and evil acts, and he will actually kill people that are evil. And I bring that whole thing up because he is the inspiration for Rorschach, as much as Batman is in some ways, I'm sure, but he is basically carbon copied off of how he does things off of Mr. A. And I think he specifically he has issues with Ditko because Ditko was an objectivist. And if you want to look into that, go ahead and read it. But the short and long term is that there is pretty much a universal morality. There is such a thing as good and evil. I'm not surprised that Alan Moore has issue with this when he's literally writing a story where he thinks the heroes are the ones that want to commit genocide. He'll also call
like,
you the...
It's amazing that it all turned like on its head and people love this because they see it the other way.
It's the thing about people that tend to be, I'm going to say socialist and nihilist because they tend to go hand in hand, but they also tend to be the same sort of low IQ individuals where they tend to be very midwit individuals and they think they have stumbled across something profound. And they're just like, when it comes to, you know, nihilists, for example, life has no meaning. There's no God. There's no anything like that. It's just everything is just this rat race of life. And then it's like, okay, cool. So what? What's
even
the point
if
then?
You're right, so what?
And that's exactly the point, right? Even if you are right, so what? What does it matter if somebody then decides to have a belief system or to stand up for something? Just because you think it doesn't matter doesn't mean that somebody... It doesn't make you profound to make those sorts of statements, right?
Like, God, it just makes you a dickhead.
These are the sorts of people that read Nietzsche because Nietzsche kind of popularized nihilism. Nietzsche was not a nihilist by choice. Nietzsche was a nihilist because he just examined life so much that he became depressed, and he viewed, you know, everybody always likes to quote, oh, God is dead, as if Nietzsche was saying that as a positive thing. They always ignore this part where Nietzsche, they always ignore the part where Nietzsche then turns around to say that, you know, humanity, there's not enough water on the planet Earth for humanity to wash the blood off its hands, and you will live long enough to see man-made horrors beyond your comprehension. They always leave those statements out, but people hold these views as if it somehow makes them philosophically profound. And the reality is, that's why you don't understand heroism. It's because the people that subscribe to socialism, which is literally the government plays daddy and gives you an allowance in yum-yums, or nihilists, which nothing matters, don't even try, it all sucks. They don't. How could they possibly understand?
How could either of those groups know what the hell a hero is?
Exactly. The idea of somebody doing something on their own, the idea of somebody believing in something and rooting themselves in it. This one person, Captain Morgan Forever, With a v, with an A at the end. It's not forever. It's forever. No, we don't do hard R's up in here.
Yeah.
Actually made a great post. People just can't compartmentalize or understand that a person can have admirable and negative traits. Rorschach is one of the best examples from nerd media. He's a sexist, homophobic, borderline schizophrenic. I forgot about that part earlier. Who is the only one speaking up for a commitment to truth, honesty, and accountability from elites. Wow. Such a villain. Characters having villainous and virtuous traits in a way makes sense are what makes them stimulating to an adult mind rather than simple creatures, which, funnily enough, is the argument social justice types will use to justify nonsense like making white hat heroes into villains or impotent losers seething at their newfound incompetence. The difference being that Rorschach embodies a light shining in the darkness, while Marvel slop Mary Sue... That's a hard one to say. Marvel slop Mary Sue number 4463465 is a selfish monster at heart, but bathed in the light of authorial favoritism. You know, that actually brings to mind the X-Men Green thing. Remember we talked about that like a year and a half ago?
Yeah, motherfucker got stabbed in the neck.
But this is what I'm talking about, right? If nothing matters and nothing, there's no belief, right? You can rationalize.
You could just do that. Like, everybody, why not?
It didn't everybody. Matter. Everybody who ever, in my opinion, everybody who always talks about something where they're like, oh, you know, I'm an atheist because I'm rational, or I'm this because I'm rational, or I'm that or because I'm rational. If you're quote unquote rational, then you can rationalize anything, right? Like you can rationalize murder if it's for quote unquote the right cause. Technically, Hitler rationalized his actions too. So yeah. If you're a moral subjectivist, and everything is subjective and nothing matters, I guess you would argue Funny Mustache Man did nothing wrong?
I mean...
That's not my worldview.
That just seems how we got there. know what I mean?
That's not my worldview. One more. Rorschach is the only one of the heroes in Watchmen who actually have a problem with blowing up several major cities and killing millions to make a fake peace that ends the Cold War. That's why people like him. That's the whole point of the Watchmen. Alan Moore accidentally made a homeless madman and crazy person a hero in his petty nihilistic take that to the golden age of comics and has been mauling about it ever since because he's the most popular part of the entire comic. Perfectly said. Perfectly said. Alan Moore is such a shit writer that he unintentionally wrote a great hero, and he's mad about that.
Yeah, he was accidentally made a really good hero, and he's like, why don't you hate him?
And it all reminds me of, and I'll end with this, it all reminds me of a important little saying, and it's kind of a non sequitur outside of context, but it says, don't believe the author, believe the story. And I think that is a more profound statement than I used to give it weight for, because I used to consider like, well, what the author intended is, and this is when I was younger, but the reality is there's plenty of authors that write something into their story that they don't intend to be there. And it's sometimes more impactful than what the story is itself. It takes on a life of its own. And Rorschach is a perfect example of that, right? Like Rorschach is really, by and large, not likable, but he ends up being a hero just because in this ultra shitty world that Moore has constructed, he is the hope that people need. You know, think about it like Batman, right?
It really is like the character just takes a life of its own sometimes. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what the writer intended it to be. There is the way that it is seen.
Yeah, I think that's frankly more important in some ways, because I think people who read the story, and if a lot of people are getting the same thing out of your story, I think as an author, you need to take a step back and go, okay, if this was an unintended consequence of what I've wrote, then where did I go wrong? And you should actually critique yourself a little bit. The problem is Alan Moore thinks he's a genius grand wizard and can't understand and instead reverts to the, well, these people are fascists and incels comment, right? And I think it's instead, and if you're not sure what I'm talking about, just Google what Alan Moore looks like. I'll probably have him in the thumbnail of this whole thing anyway, and you can just see that the dude is
Don't do that. People won't quit.
People, like, the dude calling anyone a smelly homeless person is just...
Maybe he was secretly... Maybe he's playing, like, the long con. And secretly,
the long con? 40 years later.
No, because he'll admit that he saw himself in Warshak the whole time.
Again, I think it's very interesting that you literally had this character with both many good and bad traits. Frankly, he's the only one out of that entire story, outside, you know, even with Owlman and Dr. Manhattan and whatever the forgetful woman's name is. I don't even remember the name of Scarlet. Right. Scarlet something. Who gives a shit? And then there's like the other villain that kills the comedian at the beginning. It seemed like Rorschach and comedian were the only ones that had any redeemable qualities. I mean, comedian dies really early on, so you don't really get very much of him. But like, it seems like the rest of them are just bad people at heart, right? Like, it's this very cynical take on things. And then you have this one character that has any sort of morality and belief and just is willing to, you know, what's the saying? Die on his feet before living on his knees. Like, wow, the guy doesn't want to commit genocide. Like, how is that hard to believe?
How is that the villain?
Doesn't make sense to me. Really doesn't make sense to me. And because he doesn't want to commit genocide, because he wants to tell the truth to the whole world about what the rest of the Watchmen were doing, he's killed for it. And Alan Moore, in his infinite stupidity, because I guess Marxism is a mental illness.
That'll show him to never do that.
I don't know. But I just think it's funny that the entire internet gets its panties in a twist because somebody just said, yeah, Rorschach's the actual hero, and if you don't get that, you don't understand heroism. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Is he a hero compared to Batman? Is he a hero compared to Spider-Man? That's a separate conversation altogether. Is he a hero inside the world that Alan Moore has written in the story that Rorschach exists? Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. And it's not even up for debate. In fact, he's the only hero. Even if nothing else, because he killed a pedophile. Speaking of that, real quick, Alan Moore wrote his own independent comic that I can't remember the name of.
Go see figure.
He wrote an independent comic. Well, is this it? Yeah, here we go. It's called Lost Girls. Again. Alan Moore is a shit heel of a human being. He wrote this. When did he write this? 2006. And it's illustrated by his wife, I believe. And it's a adventure comic of three fairy tale, like Alice in Wonderland kind of thing. Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. But they're all underage, right? It's explicit within the book that they're all underage. And guess what? Somebody gets raped in every issue.
God damn! What the fuck?
So, not only do you have a guy who doesn't know what heroism is telling you that it's fascism if you like superheroes, he probably thinks you're a great person if you like stories about underage girls being raped. Alan Moore, ladies and gentlemen, Galaxy Brain Gandalf over here. What a fucking loser. I'll leave with that one. Are you good, V?
Oh yeah, nah, I don't want to spend no more time on it.
Yeah, dude, it's like I literally
everything about this motherfucker, it makes me mad because he's still getting paid to write. How the fuck am I not getting paid yet?
You know, the reality is I'm sure Alan Moore is I'm sure Alan Moore is literally
it's
only making
upward.
Alan Moore is only making money off of the books he wrote from DC. I promise you that. Nobody's going out of their way. Nobody's going out of their way to buy Lost Girls.
Trust me.
And if you are going out of your way to buy Lost Girls, probably deserve to be on a list somewhere. Maybe that was the point. Alan Moore got hired by the NSA to write Lost Girls.
Out of all.
God. Anyway.
I told you. The long con.
The long con. All right. We're going to end this one here. If you guys like the show, make sure you follow us on Twitter or Twixer, whatever the fuck it's called. I don't care. Elon's a brilliant guy, but he comes up with some really stupid names. But link in the descriptions as always. V's book linked in the description as well. We'll catch you guys later. The end.